happy Monday to all who celebrated Hank fans and family.
It's why we love today.
Finding the reasons for this, the 17th day of the third month of 2025, 76 in, 289 left to go. 3 hours and 43 minutes left of a really bad Irish accent.
Aww.
34 days until Easter arrives. Today, of course, is St. Patrick's Day.
Are you wearing green?
Yes. I got my green on.
We comply. Mm-hmm. We comply. It is also national, it's very Irish. It's National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day.
Okay. Do you eat the corned beef and cabbage?
I do like it.
Yeah.
I do like it.
Mm-hmm.
If I get it's a commitment to try to procure.
it's good for like 15 hours.
Even harder to find. But it's National Irish Coffee Day, which is easier to make.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think we should have some of those delivered to the studio.
Are you just throwing out an open
festive
casting net for that?
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying, like,
if somebody should come by
the cocktail
and bring
waitress,
Irish coffee.
The Cabana Boys or whoever's.
Have you not read the handbook?
No food or drink in the studio.
Well, at least we're complying with the green.
Are you wearing green?
It was on this date, reportedly, in 461. That St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, died. According to the Associated Press, who was, I guess, there?
I don't know.
Oh, they got at it early.
It was in 2025 that KB brought death up first on the show.
Yeah, man.
But you go.
On this date in 1753, it was the first ever official St. Patrick's Day celebrated.
Let's party.
On this date in 1845, the rubber band was invented.
I wonder who thought of that.
Oh, I've seen a peanut stand, and I've heard a rubber band, and I saw a needle that winked its eye. But I've never seen about anything till I saw an elephant fly.
I like it.
Dumbo.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
That is not an Irish limerick there. May the road rise to meet you. On this date in 1957, Elvis buys Graceland Mansion.
That's so pretty.
Bought it for $102,000.
So much good taste inside there.
It was a 15-year fixed APR, too.
That's fantastic.
Well, it was back in the day.
That's Elvis. He's
on
so smart.
On this date in 1968, the Bee Gees made their U.S. television debut, and they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, they feel like dancing.
How deep is your love? On this date in 2003, it was the premiere of MTV's Punk'd, which is about peak mid-2000s. As there could possibly be.
Do you remember that show? They took away Justin Timberlake's dogs.
He was on the first one, actually. It was the IRS made Justin Timberlake cry. That was the first ever prank. Who knew you could just pull him over and that would work? Ah, yes. Things age so well. Speaking of aging, we have Monday birthday cakes on a St. Patrick's Day. He is Finn in Star Wars. He's not Irish. He's John Boyega. Hosier is 35.
I don't know who that is.
He is a singer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's about it. Rob Kardashian is 38. What happened to him?
Yeah, poor Rob. He's like the lowest man on the the only man on the Kar Jenner industrial complex anymore.
Well, you should have thought about that. Ice-T's wife, Coco, is 46.
She likes to show it all off on the social media.
Billy Corgan's 58. Rob Lowe is 61.
Beautiful piece of man candy.
Gary Sinise is 70 today.
Love him.
And Kurt Russell, 74. No Irish springs to speak of, but we got fire danger, too, and more wind. All that coming up. Hey.